Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
An abolitionist newspaper editor, doctor, and military officer, Martin Delaney proved to be one of the nation's most influential African-American leaders during the 19th century. Born on May 6, 1812, in Charlestown, Virginia, now West Virginia, Delaney moved to Pittsburgh at age 19 and studied medicine, writing, and other subjects through private tutors and all African-American schools. A free black man in Pittsburgh, Delaney became an outspoken voice against slavery and oppression. In 1843, Delaney published The Mystery, the first African-American newspaper published west of the Alleghenies. The publication so impressed famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass that he made Delaney a co-editor of his newspaper, The North Star, in 1847. Delaney left the North Star in 1849 to enroll at Harvard Medical School, where he was one of just three black students before racism forced him from the school. He began to question whether African Americans could ever be considered equal in the U.S. So he traveled to Africa and Great Britain to negotiate the possibilities of forming a homeland for African Americans. When the Civil War began, Delaney returned to the U.S. and began to actively recruit African Americans to join the United States Colored Troops, who fought for the Union Army. In 1865, President Abraham Lincoln appointed Delaney the first African American major, the highest rank of any black soldier during the Civil War. Following the war, Delaney worked tirelessly for just Reconstruction efforts and was an outspoken civil rights advocate until his death in 1875 at the age of 72.